When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Happy Wednesday, happy hump day!
Hump day!
To everybody!
You know what I love? I love when people write us to tell us their experiences with MyPillow products.
MyPillow.
Because it's just, you know, we can talk about it all day long, obviously, and we do. But it's so great to also then hear from the people that are listening and watching us to tell us their stories. And so we got this email from Cheryl from Northern Virginia. And she said, Daisy and Mock, I have to tell you my MyPillow story. After listening to you forever and loving the support that MyPillow is giving to you, I decided to order. I was thinking I would order the moccasins and a new robe for my husband for Father's Day using code
CHICKS.
Not a day later, my husband says, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but I really want to order you a pair of moccasins and a robe from MyPillow for you for Mother's Day, and I need to know what sizes. He had a code from a podcast that he listens to. Needless to say, we ordered two robes and two pairs of moccasins, and I insisted we use code
CHICKS.
Towels and sheets are next. Love and listen to you chicks every morning with my morning coffee brought to me in bed by my wonderful husband and a member of the Facebook group Chicks on the Right Insiders. This is one
That's so sweet.
Isn't that fantastic?
Very, very sweet.
She knows what's up.
All guys should bring their wives coffee in bed. That's really sweet. That makes for a long, happy marriage.
They should also get their wives moccasins and robes from MyPillow.
Yeah, they should. Using the code
CHICKS.
Yes, use that code. And if you use that code right now, you get basically more than half off on their sets of towels, which are my favorite thing from there. So two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, normally $110. You can get them for less than $45 right now with code CHICKS. 1-800-875-0513. Or MyPillow.com.
So fantastic. Jeff Brewster.
Balls.
Good morning to Jeff.
Balls back at ya.
Just the way that he starts his day.
Yeah, Marsha, right? I was just going to say, she's like, how about Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci yesterday?
OMG. It's a throwdown. We need to get him in the ring.
That would be a quick fight.
So it would be like
a very quick knockout.
Like one hit, Fauci hits the floor. You know what I'm saying? Not that we condone violence on the show.
Never.
We would never condone violence on this show. No.
Good morning, Jeanette. She says she never catches us live, because it's 3:30 a.m. there. But her dog woke her up.
Oh my gosh!
Morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Yeah, so Fauci completely went off on, Rand Paul went off on Fauci yesterday about this whole, you know, where did this virus originate? How did this get made in the China lab? What's going on with Wuhan? And did you pay for it in your role at NIH? And Fauci was like, that's absolutely incorrect and not true. Well, come to find out, it's true that he didn't pay the Wuhan lab, but he paid an intermediary to pay the Wuhan lab to figure out how to make an animal-only virus into a human virus. And so, yeah, he is totally directly responsible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, you go through all of these channels, right? It's like the 6 degrees of separation, trying to figure out how all this is like interwoven, right? And then this guy is the highest paid federal employee.
Mm-hmm. And he's coordinating the entire world's response to this, essentially.
Right. Isn't it
weird?
So weird.
Now, we don't know 100% that it was, you know, that this is how this virus got out. But man, the evidence sure is pointing in that direction. And so it's just Rand Paul killed him. And it was a sight to behold.
I mean, give me some investigations into that little beady-eyed man.
I to that beady-eyed man.
What an absolute piece of crap he is.
I know. Well, and it's not even just him at this point. The new, that well, not new, but like the now CDC director, that Walensky chick, yeah. She also testified. Susan Collins, you know, like
the
warbly voice, Collins.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She completely went off on Walensky yesterday. I saw a clip of that and I was like, look at you go, Susan Collins.
Like, oh my God, you grew a backbone. What's going on? When did that happen? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so she said, here are the three reasons that I don't trust the CDC anymore under your leadership. And then she listed the reasons, one of which was that obviously the messaging has been utterly awful. But secondly, like they've even on their website right now, the CDC has all these like jacked up stats where they'll say, hey, great news, less than 10% of COVID cases result from outside transmission. But the real number is less than 1%. Mm-hmm. So they're still trying to get people, you know, jacked up on fear, even when they don't need to.
Yeah.
And then that Walensky chick tried to say that she's too afraid, even still, of sending her own kid to camp.
Oh, my
God. He's 16.
It's freaking outrageous. This is all outrageous. So yesterday, my daughter, this is just I'm just putting in a personal anecdote here because I'm so tired of this crap. I can't. I like lost it with my husband on the phone yesterday. My daughter. So last year, and we all went through this, right, with our kids. Last year, my daughter got out of fourth grade. She'd been in the school for 5 years. And when they're in fourth grade, like it's the last year of their elementary school where they get to go through like this graduation ceremony. They'd been there 5 years. It's a very tiny little country school. They weren't able to do all of it. They were all yanked out of school. She never got to see any of these friends again, you know, because that's it. So they were done. She wasn't able to enjoy that fourth grade graduation. It was kind of devastating for these little kids. Because they had been in the school forever. So that sucked. So her fourth grade year completely sucked. And she was gone out of that school. We went and put her in another school when she went into intermediate school. She's in fifth grade this year. She's finishing up. She has two and a half more weeks we're here. And so fast forward to now, this year, which has totally sucked. She's not been able to do like a lot. She's been in school by the grace of God.
Yeah, she's actually a lot luckier than most kids.
Right. She's a lot luckier. We do. The fact that I'm even thanking God for that is really crazy. Right? That she's like in school. Like, oh, thank you, God, that she's in school. She should be in school. It's outrageous. All these kids should be in school. But okay. So she's been in school, which we're grateful for. But we fast forward to now, we have like 2.5 more weeks. End of the year school activities. So she has a friend who was exposed to a kid who had COVID. So like her best friend now is like quarantined for the rest of the year. She won't be able to see her best friend until the end of the year. And I'm thinking to myself, self, this is all so crazy. You know, it's like she can't go to school for the rest of the year. Her friend, like her best friends are now all gone. So she's just sitting there basically by herself the rest of the year. And I'm looking at all this and I'm thinking, what are we doing? Like, this is all so crazy. Like it just this whole all of it, this whole, all of the COVID stuff is just crazy. Like I told her, she was crying last night because she's like, I'm not going to be able to see my friends the rest of the year. Last year sucked. Everything sucks. This COVID stuff sucks. I hate China, blah. And so I looked at her and I go, you know what? I'm really sorry that this is happening to you. And the only explanation I have for you is that adults are stupid.
That's true.
The adults that surround you in your life, I really don't have any other explanation for my kid other than the fact that adults are dumb.
Government is dumb. It's not all adults. It's government adults.
Government adults. I don't know what else to tell her at this point, except that's the case.
Yeah, and we're making terrible decisions.
Right.
Terrible decisions.
And it's affecting our children. So there you go. Yeah.
Well, and look at, and COVID aside and schools being closed aside, look at the world right now, you guys. Israel is, there's going to be a war. I mean, it's basically happening right in front of our very eyes. The same idiots like Ilhan Omar and all those morons are blaming Israel for defending themselves against a terrorist group.
Yeah.
And so this is all happening again. There's no gas in the southern states, right? There's like this shortage of gas. We've got the freaking border is wide ass open.
Right.
I mean, there's 8 million jobs that are going unfilled because people are getting paid more to stay home. This is just in what, 5 months of Joe Biden's presidency?
Yeah. Tell me how things are better under Biden. Tell me how things are bad. And then you got liberals who are like, oh my God, but he doesn't tweet, you guys. Right. But he's not tweeting. So, I mean, I feel so, my feels, it's all about my feels.
It's so much better without the mean tweet.
Right. I mean, I feel so much better.
Can you, can you believe the chaos that's just happening on every front right now? And
crazy.
It all goes back to one issue, and that is Joe Biden just demonstrates nothing but weakness. And Trump was a badass. Think what you want about him, but he was always operating from a position of strength, and he will hurt anybody he needs to hurt to protect America.
Right.
I mean, and here we are.
And even the Middle East paid attention to that.
Yeah.
I mean, the Middle freaking East paid attention to that.
Yeah. And now we've got, and so he's right. Because I know on his website and stuff, he's saying things like, I was the peace president. And he did that from being strong. When you project strength, you get peace because people don't want to mess around. And now everyone's testing Biden. Everyone is testing Biden. Russia is like, we're going to hack into your gas.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Like, you are basically a toddler. We will step all over you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what they're doing. That's precisely what's happening. We're watching it all around us. It's insanity.
I don't know. Like, I can't believe people can't see it. You know what I mean? Like, there's some people going, I'm going to take this approval ratings poll and rate him really highly because I feel really good without the mean tweets.
Well, I mean, here's another thing too, Mock, is that imagine if it were flipped. I always do this, right? Imagine if it were flipped and this stuff were happening in a Trump presidency, which would never happen. But just imagine if this were a Republican. I mean, it would be like the sky was falling. I mean, it would be doom and gloom. Oh, my God, we're all going to die. You know, this is exactly what they would be doing. Because, I mean, things were going fine in the Trump presidency. And every day it was literally like we were all going to die. Right.
Yeah.
And this is how the media treated it. Now the media is like crickets. We get some information about this stuff. You have to search for it. But they're talking a little bit about it. I mean, I looked at like the New York Times this morning and it was like, OK, we'll talk to you a little bit about Israel and what's happening in Israel. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I mean, you have to search it out because our media they're inept. I mean, my God, the journalism is dead.
Biden called a lid at 3:30 in the afternoon yesterday.
A lid.
While Israel is literally being attacked.
Right.
I mean, there's thousands of rockets being fired at them constantly. And people are like our friend Eitan is hanging out in a bomb shelter right now. He's like, here we go again. And this is and Biden's like, well, I have dementia, so I need to go to bed early. This is our president.
Like, at what point, like, he's the first president that I've ever heard of that's ever called a lid. What just, the hell
I know.
Is that?
I didn't even know what a lid was until he became president.
Right. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's insane.
Hey, it's the chicks here, Mock and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden, I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
To your point about how the media would be treating this differently if it were Trump. Look at what, like one tiny example of that. Yesterday, did we talk about the five girls that were found on that Texas ranch?
No.
Okay. I must have done that on the air. So there was a Texas farmer in a border town, 75-year-old man, like rancher, and his wife. They find five migrant kids who have been abandoned, little girls between the ages, and I'm not making this up, 11 months to 7 years. Five girls had just been left there in 103-degree weather. And one of them he thought was already dead because she was so dehydrated. So they find these girls, you know, they take them in, they feed them, they get them hydrated. They call Border Patrol, wait for them to be taken to wherever it is that they're being taken now. And so who didn't talk about it at all yesterday?
The media.
Fucking AOC.
Yeah, in the media.
About it. She wasn't down there in her white outfit with her red lipstick crying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because they don't give a shit about those kids.
No.
The Democrats don't give one single shit about these kids. They don't care. They don't care. They're going to act like they do. They don't care about kids. They talk about kids in cages. Ah. What about those five girls? What about them? And what about all the girls who are sexually assaulted on the border? What about, or getting to the border? What about those girls? What about those boys? The same thing. What about them?
You know, and Mayorkas yesterday during the presser is like, our border is closed.
Oh, my God.
I mean, how do they even say that with straight face?
Because they are liars.
Oh, my God. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible.
They lie. And you know what? They lie. And then they do it through a complicit media. The media is so responsible for where we are right now. The media is responsible. Democrats and the media are in bed together smoking a cigarette. And they're all responsible for this, for where we are right now, for the fact that people don't have gas in the southern states, for the fact that Israel is happening. All the stuff that's happening right now, the media and Democrats are responsible for it because they did this. They did it together. They lied to the American people and they did this. They're responsible.
And meanwhile, they take really, really good care of each other because Stacey Abrams, who's like the darling of the left, right? She's somehow the savior, even though she's a big fat loser. She is the savior of voting integrity or whatever, which is such a laugh. But she was on with Gayle King. And apparently this caused the internet to explode earlier because, you know, Stacey Abrams, before she cared about voting, was all like, I'm going to write smut novels under a pen name. This is what I'm going to do. So she's got all these books.
I used to do that.
You forgot your face.
I know. I totally did.
I wrote about gang rape. You guys remember? You remember? I did it before it was cool.
You guys remember when he did that?
Yeah. So Stacey Abrams is on with Gayle King. And I think that they're probably friends. They seemed very chummy throughout their whole talk. And they were talking about voting stuff. But they were also talking about the fact that, first of all, Stacey Abrams, one of those novels, one of her thriller novels, is being turned into a TV movie. Because of course it is. Because this is how the media works. They work together with Democrats and they all take care of each other.
Is it the Obamas that picked it up, put it on Netflix? Because they have like
I don't even think it's Netflix. I think it's like an actual cable dealio.
I'm really shocked by that because the Obamas have a $500 million Netflix deal, right? Surprise!
It's probably with them or like Prince Harry and Meghan, whatever.
Yeah, is. Right.
So they were talking about that. They were talking about all the work that she's doing in Georgia with voting stuff. But then Gayle King said, hey, so you've been really, really open in the past about your own, you know, experiences dating and like the struggle to find your perfect soulmate, whatever. How is that going? And Stacey Abrams totally laughed and was like, oh, well, you know, I've been so busy over this last month working on voting this, that I haven't been thinking about it. But if you are a guy who wants to send me a note, I would be happy to meet you. So that was a very normal conversation that two women would have that know each other, whatever. It was fine. Like, there was nothing wrong with that line of questioning.
Right.
The internet exploded, and everybody now is calling Gayle King sexist for asking the question.
Nothing wrong with the line of questioning other than the fact that it makes me want to barf.
Well, I mean, you don't want to visualize anything.
You don't want to visualize. I mean, who wants to visualize Stacey Abrams, like, having relations of a sexual nature?
Nope. Stop.
I'm just saying. Well, she's writing the books. I don't want her to be talking about her sex life at all or anybody's sex life. I don't want her talking about that.
I mean, to be fair, it was just her dating life. Like, it wasn't specific questions about her
sex but her books talk about sex, don't they?
Yeah, her books are like softcore. Yeah, right. It's like erotica.
Okay. This is what I'm talking about. But they're talking about her dating life. But has she
just don't.
Right. Mm-hmm. Her dating in general. Like, why do we want to talk about that? Mm. And so they say that Gayle King is sexist. Why is it sexist? Because if she were interviewing, say, Candace Bushnell, who wrote Sex and the City, she would ask the same question. Nobody would be outraged. And furthermore, everybody is outraged about everything these days. Shut up. Like, who are these people that are constantly outraged about stupid crap like that? I mean, who cares?
Well, the reason they're calling it sexist is because people are trying to say Gayle King would have never asked a man a question about his dating life. If that man wrote erotica, she probably would have.
I think she would have too.
So I don't know why everybody's freaking out.
I know, it's like defending Gayle King is just dumb. I can't believe we have to do that, but it's who cares? I think people are, this is what people do on Twitter. They just sit there and they wait. They're like, what are we going to be outraged about today, you guys?
Yeah. Who can I get mad at?
What is it? What are we going to be pissed off about today? Meanwhile, Israel is like going through what they're going through, and there's actual problems in the world. And this is the thing. Liberals are like, everything's fine. What was the thing that you said before we went on the air? You said
the cartoon with the dog surrounded by a burning house who's just sitting there going, this is fine.
Those are liberals, you guys. That's liberals. The liberals are the dog.
They're the total dog. And the world is what Biden has created that is on fire around the dog.
The burning world.
Yes.
And we're in the burning world going, what the?
This is not fine.
That's us.
Do you want the CIA choosing their personnel based on intersectionality or based on competence? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how identity politics are endangering our nation. I'll also be joined by Tiffany Smiley, the amazing wife of a wounded warrior who is now running for the U.S. Senate in Washington State. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I've gotten a couple emails of people asking us to put out a reminder that the Freedom 515 campaign is still a thing. And so if you are interested in getting involved in a protest near you on May 15th, make sure to look on Facebook at Freedom 515 and like you'll probably have one in your area. So people are asking us to mention that, and I'm happy to do it
because it's picking up steam. Apparently it's like, it's really picking up steam. People are.
It absolutely is.
Yeah. So that's awesome. It's fantastic.
Now, before I share the TikToks du jour, so I wanted to tell you about, you know how we used to get when we were in radio together, we would get like the dumbest emails from people complaining about the dumbest thing. I mean, we still do, right? Like we still get super dumb complaints about stuff like where the people are like, oh my God, I can't believe you say, oh my God.
We still get that. I mean, we get those emails all the time. And then you and I, you'll write me and you'll be like, hey, we got this email. And I'll be like, ha ha. And then we have a good laugh about it. And you're like, we're not going to change who we are. And then my salvation is my own business. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, the one that I got yesterday was, it tops the list of the craziest things to complain about of all time.
Okay.
So during the show, at some point, I mentioned my kid. We were probably talking about like critical race theory in schools. And so I talked about my kid and I said he was 15, blah, 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 whatever. I mentioned my kid. And so this guy writes an email and says that I shouldn't refer to my son as a kid because that means young goat.
Oh, okay. Oh my God.
And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? So I looked up dictionaries. I look up dictionary.com. I look up Cambridge. The first definition of a kid is a young person, child.
It doesn't matter.
The third definition is a young goat.
Are you sure he was serious, Mock?
Totally serious, because he went into great detail about how that is way too informal of a way to refer to my son, and it's not respectful. And so I shouldn't refer to him as a young goat. I should refer to him as my son or a child or a young adult. Well, he's very, very serious.
You've obviously warped Jackson. You've warped him.
And can you believe that?
Right. I can, because we've seen some crap over the past 13 years and I can believe this. I can.
Oh.
Hey, you guys, I just need everybody to know before we go, I'm asking for a steer for my birthday.
That is so awesome that you're like, you know what I want for my birthday? A cow.
That's right. My 50th birthday is coming up, and that is what I'm asking for. I'm asking for a steer. So everybody, like, keep your fingers crossed, as I really want it. And if my husband's listening, that's what I want.
I feel his like you can get a cow.
Well, I mean, he's a sweet baby. I'll show you guys a picture tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to get him. His name is Gunner,
I think you're going to get him.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you?
Fingers are crossed. I don't know, because we're not quite set up yet for the cow, but you know, we never really do things when we're ready for them anyway. So we'll see what happens, you guys. But I really want the cow. So there we go.
I think you're going to get the cow.
Guys, bring it in. Bring it in.
Oh, I needed that stretch.
Oh, my God. Me too. I need that, you guys. You have the best Wednesday of your lives.
For real.
For real.
Make it that way.
Make it count. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Joe Manchin says no to D.C. statehood, and Joe Biden says no to taking off his mask around other vaccinated people. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a lot of fun, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.